This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Democratic impeachment managers are wrapping up their opening presentations in the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
In the final hours of the prosecution's case, Diana DeGette says the insurrectionists said so themselves.
They said they came here because the president instructed them to do so.
Showing videos of rioters inside the Capitol.
We love you, bro. No, he'll be happy. What do you mean? We're fighting for Trump.
Prosecutors say it continued a pattern of Trump urging and then celebrating violence over several years, culminating with his call to fight like hell. His lawyers will argue that was a figure of speech protected by the Constitution. They're expected to start and end their case tomorrow, though it's unclear when the Senate might vote. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union and the World Health Organization on Thursday said they would spend 40 million euros over 3 years to ensure better access to COVID vaccines in former Soviet republics. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Kluger, told a virtual news briefing on Thursday that Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine will benefit from the initiative, which focuses on readiness, information campaigns, supplies, and health worker training.
At this point, the overwhelming majority of European countries remain vulnerable. Right now, it's a thin line between the hope of a vaccine and a false sense of security.
Kluger said while the variant was of particular concern, it was not yet widespread in the region, but